Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got World Cup soccer underway. We have the Texas Rangers story of the afternoon to talk about with you. And salute to Jacob Latz, general at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion with you. Krusty's Corners coming up at 3:40. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Fixing to go five flawless. Full five-hour show tonight. Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake coming up 7 to 11. You have Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk, your nosebleed brothers. Austin Nix is coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And yeah, congrats to Latsy. Our guy failed to beat out Kamar Rocker for fifth starter, but amazing high leverage arm.
That's him.
He's got good stuff. He's confident. He's got good poise, composure.
Command.
And he got his one out on a strikeout, part of a 10-pitcher shutout for the AL last night, winning 4-0. They combined to give up just three hits. How do you say the last name of the guy he struck out? Arise.
Who does not strike out.
Yeah, he had the best strikeout rate in the American League National League.
He's a guy I've wanted the Rangers to try and bring on. I mean, he's not anything in terms of like big-time slugger, but he just finds a way to get on base, and he does not swing and miss.
So Jacob Latz, part of an all-star record-breaking performance last night. Soak that in, Rangers fans. You're only all-star, which, a little disappointing, but understandable. You know, you've kind of turned into that team though that has the all-star that the other fan bases don't know.
Yeah.
Like, who's that guy? Oh, that's the Rangers all-star.
Yeah.
Punchline. It ain't right. You know? And I wonder if, you know, this victory plus thing was sold on the idea of, hey, we're coming off a World Series championship. The fans are gonna be all in on this app. You're gonna make money hand over fist. $100 a season, plus all the advertising we're going to sell. This is going to be amazing. And I think this comes down to just their inability to monetize it. And we'll find out more as the hours tick on. The email came in later in the morning. There is a new app called Buzzer. BZZR is how you can find that, I guess, on your app store if you Google it or something like that. Your subscription's going to transfer over,
mm-hmm.
So you're going to be okay. If you already had the Victory Plus, your subscription's going to transfer over. You're going to get the rest of the season. And there's no changes to how, you know, Sands and his crew puts together that pre- and post-game telecast and everything. It's going to be, you know, pretty seamless. Just kind of bizarre, you know. I'm used to like the team and the broadcast partners having these long relationships, and you get used to them on Fox Sports Southwest or whatever the local regional cable thing is. I think this is just the market resettling. Like, what are the economics? What's, you know, what's achievable? What's realistic if you have one of these apps and you're trying to make big money off of it? And if you bid, just like Diamond Sports Group before this, if you bid big, thinking we're going to be drawing in such huge revenue streams that we can pay all these bills and make profit, and then you can't pay the bills, you know, I think we're finding out just that you know, you can sort of breach these agreements if they're not viable business operations. Mm-hmm. You can't just be expected to sit there and hemorrhage money. So they're bringing in this Buzzer Group, which is apparently a project of one of the Rangers' minority owners.
Yeah, Neil Liebman.
Okay. So it's bringing it more in-house, if you will.
Well, I mean, I know Jared's been answering people on social media, and in Evan Grant's report, they say that it really is unrelated. It's more so just due to the uncertainty with Victory Plus. So there's just more certainty they feel in this. That's just my understanding of it. But it's hard to not kind of assume that it might be, you know, somewhat like we have somebody that's part of our ownership group. He's got this platform. Why not join?
Is it convenient for them?
Yeah.
You know, they can navigate these waters. And shoot, you know, if one of your owners has a way of providing the product for the fan base, and the fan base is served, and you don't have to, you know, spend money mm-hmm. outside of your inner circle, you know, maybe it ends up being a thing where it's an example for how, you know, teams can bring their television product to the fan base by themselves. I think it's just it's bizarre. Maybe it's a little bit annoying if you know you're going to have to go sign up for something else. I think the business of baseball is great. It's just the business of cable television really, really got complicated when all this on-demand streaming services started taking up all their viewers and all their downloads and everything.
Absolutely. So, it's tough, man.
So, yes, again, the consistent and great thing is I always love having the game on the radio. I don't know about you guys,
that's
but
the beauty.
That's
sure.
all. That's
if you're ever confused and you're not
both,
sure,
yeah.
just turn on 105.3 The Fan.
It's just it's you know, you get a little bit more detail on the radio. I love the TV guys as well. Like, nothing against Raymond and Bassick. That's probably where I consume the majority of my Rangers content. But if you're cruising around or you're doing stuff around the house, having it on the radio and enjoying, you know, our broadcast crew is always going to be available for you. And you know, we're not going anywhere. The economics of how radio and baseball interacts and provides value for the audience and, you know, is sold and marketed and everything, that's been an A-plus operation for over a century now in these United States of America.
It's part of the lifeblood, man.
Okay, NHL is announcing dates for the Stars home opener. You can get more on this story from the Spits and Suds podcast. This is, I think, 3 days in a row I've gone in, I've shown up for work, and Spittle's in there banging out another podcast. I mean, he is cranking content for the Stars fan out there.
And the news never stops. Now we're kind of standing by for the arbitration hearing with Robo, but Friday, October 2nd, bringing on the St. Louis Blues coming to the AAC.
Man, that's a lot earlier than usual, isn't it?
I feel like
it is. Earlier?
I feel like
October
it's usually
2nd?
Like mid-October, but I mean, look, September 19th, I think, is when preseason starts.
Are we making room for, like, is there another Four Nations tournament coming up? Extended All-Star break? Okay, I'm sure, you can find out more on this from Spittle or Stars fans will set me straight here in just a second, as they always do. How about Sebastian Walcott back in the mix last night?
Yeah.
Apparently there's something called the ACL, which is the Arizona Complex League.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is beyond you know, extended spring training action. And I guess it's a great way for injured players to sort of make their way back through, or maybe players that don't want to be out on the minor league grind, you know, but need their reps. And so Walcott returns and plays for the first time this year after having the elbow surgery. He had that brace surgery. I don't think it was a full Tommy John, but it was kind of in that same family of elbow ligament injuries that require surgery. And he was damn good. Damn good last night. So
it's great news to get him back out there. There's that internal brace deal that he got done with Dr. Keith Meister. But I mean, ahead of schedule, it sounds like. I mean, we were hoping he'd get back by August, but to have him back now, that's fantastic news for the Rangers.
Are you guys putting him on the table?
No.
He's somewhat healthy. Is that what you're doing right now?
I mean, look at this game last night.
I mean, 469 said time to flip Walcott. You never know. Maybe the Rangers would, but I feel like I got to try and hold on to some kind of hope in the farm right now, and he's kind of about it at the current moment.
He is. I mean, if there is something wrong with Corey Seager's back, like if Seegs was having an all-star type of season right now, it'd be one thing. But you know, this might be, you know, I guess where I'm at with it is so many of these prospects who appear top 10, top 5, they just turn into okay players, you know, that you could replace in free agency or in a trade, you know. And sure, you'd be giving up on your chance for more than that, and that's what it's really all about. We haven't seen a lot of that from this organization, you know. So it would have to be a great situation, you know. You'd be talking about maybe a corner outfielder or center fielder, any kind of outfielder with long-term control to him, you know, that's already succeeding at a big league level, or a veteran bat with a great contract, something like that. I don't want to give up on this opportunity because of how down the American League is, and ultimately it's about trying to win the World Series and re-inject some enthusiasm to the fan base.
Yeah,
you know, again, you've lost two television providers in a row.
It's pretty crazy what's going on with all that.
Okay, college football news. The ACC is trying to make sure they can do a better job putting the two best teams in the conference championship game.
That was a mess.
Yeah, what was it, Duke, a five-loss team last
Virginia,
year?
Yeah, Virginia.
Got in over Miami.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Tiebreaker situations, head-to-head's going to be the first tiebreaker, and after that they're going to use the team success ranking provided by Sports Source Analytics as a way to reward the team with the strongest body of work.
Which is apparently something they use for the college football playoff, like the college football playoff committee uses that particular stat or analytic to try and evaluate the playoff teams and how they should be ordered. So there is some continuity from that standpoint. But yeah, they had to do something because last year it was just so stupid.
You trust the Sports Source Analytics pretty good? You think they're doing a good job?
Well, I mean, I don't know much about that. I don't know how much access we actually have to that, or if that's something that's a little bit more behind closed doors.
I'll tell you what, though, if they had a hand in picking Miami as the final team getting in
over Notre Dame, it right.
Yeah, they got it right.
They got that right.
They got that thing
and I
right.
I guess they ran a bunch of simulations reading the Athletic article to like see, like, okay, how did this turned out? Would we have gotten the two best teams in? And they seemed accurate. So they've done their homework on this, and they seem like this is the best way to do it to get the top two teams in their conference championship game, which is really the end result that we all want.
Yeah, you know, the analytics, the predictive analytics, it always seems like a great idea, but then it comes to a conclusion that's running so counter to the narrative. And in those situations, you know, like the BCS, of course, which was our first attempt to computerize it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, these computer programs and these analytics have evolved so much since then. I mean, BCS was probably, 2002? 2003, something like that. We've evolved significantly with our ability to decipher data, but still, you know, there's going to be things, and I think it just opens you up to a different kind of controversy. And I don't know what the right answer is. You know, it's probably don't lose, you know, your games at least any more than two right now, and you should be in. Okay, semifinal game two is underway. 13th minute, England and Argentina. They are scoreless. Down there in Atlanta. So we'll keep you updated as much as is appropriate. Argentina trying to get back to the final, go back-to-back. England trying to win the final in their first major trophy since 1966. The Matt Miller car wreck video is
pretty
out,
wild.
Guys.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, the 18-wheel, he just ran right into that thing.
He makes him look even worse.
This looked very like texting.
Texting while driving?
I think this looks very texting. It's like, you know, you're on a two-lane highway or a two-lane road, and you cross that line.
Start drifting.
That truck had that thing. That guy had it, you know, right where he needed to have it. And Matt obviously distracted something. But, man, that's on him right there. That's not on that truck driver.
He's probably promoting one of his 100 fantasy football leagues that he's the commissioner of.
Yeah, he was
maybe
in
he
the
was
process.
Trying to pay somebody else.
Sad. Responding it's back. Sad, but man, he's lucky he's alive.
Yeah.
The way that thing hit. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, the texting while driving, distracted driving.
Yeah,
I saw somebody on social suggesting that maybe he tried to unalive himself.
I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah,
that is not just a random corner of the internet that is suggesting that.
Okay,
because
all of the
stuff that has come out about him being a scam artist. Like, that was starting to hit the fan behind the scenes. Where
so
ESPN
he pulled
was,
the Sons of Anarchy thing? Is that what
well,
he kind of did?
I'm not
Goes
saying
full
he,
Jax Teller.
I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that there are plenty of people that are connecting dots from that standpoint, where behind the scenes, ESPN was getting involved with all the tons of people that were alleging being scammed by him. And so he might have just got into an overwhelmed state and had a death wish.
Well, maybe the work is you're trying to make sure that your family can file the life insurance claim on you, you know? Yeah. And if you go full unalive yourself officially, I think that's null and void. But if it's an accident,
okay.
Then they get a huge payout.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you're going Walter White, like, I don't know how many days I have left in this place. They might throw me in jail, or I'm going to owe hundreds of thousands of dollars to people, and, you know, my life is essentially screwed.
Toast, yeah.
So, I mean, never a good idea. You know, let me just say that as a disclaimer.
Ever.
To consider something like that. I'm sure your family would rather have you than all the money in the world. But it is an interesting theory to explore. And, you know, he ends up losing his arm. I'm surprised that he even survived looking at that vehicle on the side of the road.
Yeah, that was bad.
But, yeah, that's one of my number one fears, I think, being out on the road for whenever I'm road tripping in the summer, is you get in these two-lane highway situations. One side's going 70, you're going 70, there's nothing in the middle, you're going around these corners through these mountain passes, and it just takes one guy not paying attention for like 3 seconds.
The nighttime where maybe you have people sleeping.
You know, too.
All of a sudden they get you on a two-lane road, and all of a sudden it's driving, and then you just... Every time you pass a car, you like exhale because you just like, please don't let that other person be sleeping.
Yeah. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
It's a lot of trust
scouting,
out there.
Oh, scouting was – I hated when traveling at night, driving a car at night on roads like that. Through some of those towns and stuff like that, you're just at the mercy of is some poor guy getting off a shift. Is he too – you know, has he been up all night? Or a gal? I mean, something happened. You just don't know. That's the big fear.
FC Dallas has something cool going on tonight. They're playing a summer friendly as a warm-up before their season resumes, and they're playing it at the new stadium in Mansfield, the home of North Texas SC, which is their MLS Next team. So down south in Mansfield, they built a stadium that kind of looks like a lower division professional European team.
Cool.
You know, it's that style of stadium, and it looks like a proper soccer grounds, and it'll be on TV tonight as FC Dallas gets set to resume. We'll be back with the G-Bag of the Day champ and Woolchuck's Top 10. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Hey, happy National Hot Dog Day. Top 10 types of hot dogs on National Glizzy Day. That's
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less.
Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Next, the Nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Argentina, England still scoreless. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Top 10 in just a moment. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your champ.
Yes, our winner and champ going for three today, I believe it is three. It is our very own Mike Bassett. You might see him on the Texas Rangers broadcast. You might have heard him here on The Fan. You might have seen him pitching that meatball to Barry Bonds. It's our very own Mike Bassett. We love him to death. You know how love is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't always like you, but I love
you. Yeah, I love you. I love you. Hey, but look, seems like he was ready for the Rangers' new TV provider right here with this audio.
Yeah.
He is willing to do anything to see Wyatt Langford healthy.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. Game for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, do we need Wyatt Lang for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Apparently, this was a rollout. Yeah. Get us ready for the new provider there. I like how Wyatt answered that at first.
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I'm gonna want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
I don't know, man.
I don't even know.
Do you think he wanted to pause Mikey B right there? What a moment. And what a season for Wyatt Langford so far. But yes, would like some more health from him, and I would like some more yoga/Pilates. You know, more physical therapy.
Yes.
We've talked about this.
TB12 kind of stuff, dude.
Thank you. You know?
Get you a fake doctor like Brady did.
It doesn't matter if you got all that strength if you can't stay on the field availability. Langford, let's snuggle up to that. Here's Wolchuk with your top 10 at 220.
Let's do it. We've got the top 10 best types of hot dog on National Hot Dog Day. Tell me the greatest hot dog you've ever had. I did see they are still doing all the cheap concessions for the semifinal today at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, otherwise known as Atlanta Stadium, just for FIFA purposes. But they've got this $20 semifinal match meal package, which gets you chicken tenders and french fries. You get a hot dog on National Hot Dog Day. You get nachos. You get a pizza slice. You get a soft pretzel, popcorn, and a soda for $20. Are you freaking kidding me? That is an incredible deal. I wish every stadium did this.
It is an outstanding deal. I mean, do you have any concerns about the quality of this stuff based on how low they're pricing it? Like, we're going to give you everything we got, dude, and it's only going to cost you $20.
I think you're getting kind of the same stuff as you'd buy individually. I don't think they've got, like, a special set-aside thing like this is our crappy 20-meal deal hot dog.
Right, right.
You know, I feel like if you're getting the hot dog, it's the same hot dog you'd be buying individually.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's feeding the family right there.
That's amazing.
You know, for the most part.
It really is. And I wonder if the Chick-fil-A is open.
Yeah, it's not
Sunday.
That's
my big question, right?
Yeah.
It is. Like, it's got to still be open.
100%, dude.
Inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Also, Paramount Plus has put together a deal. Disney, Paramount, and Universal are all going to commit all of their films that are released in theaters now, they're doing a 45-day window. So they want to make sure that none of their movies go to streaming before they've been in theaters for 45 days. They say it's incredibly important for the industry to unify together around a theatrical window so there's no confusion. The audience needs to understand the only place you can see a film for the first 45 days is in a movie theater. There's no let me just wait if they want to be part of the conversation. If you want to see it within the first 45 days, you got to go into a theater. So trying to still keep the theaters hot. I don't hate it because I'm a big movie theater fan. I still do not get to go often now. I used to be, Eric knows this. Like, I'd try and catch a movie every week if I could. Now,
you go by yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Really? I loved it. Wow. I loved it.
Movie by yourself is pretty legit.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Cheaper. Matinee?
Matinee.
Yeah, man.
Good. No, I do hate walking out of the theater with all the sun. You know,
first.
It feels better to walk out of a theater and it's dark outside.
Okay, yeah. Walking out of a movie theater or walking out of a bar when you've been drinking all day?
Oh, and the sun's up at the sun's bar.
Like, it's like that summertime where it's still like 9 o'clock and you still got some sun. Where are you at, man, on the day drinking? Which one you're going with?
No, I think because when you're at the bar, for the most part, you got the windows. You still know.
Yeah.
Like, you're under the impression the entire time that you know it is still sunny outside.
Yeah.
In the movie theater,
it's dark.
It contorts everything.
For sure.
And it just feels better to go home at night after a movie.
There's bars I've been in where you can't see in the bar. It's so dark when
you
walk in.
Like a dive bar.
Yeah, you walk in there and then you walk outside and you feel like you're on the sun.
That movie's different, though. Gosh, it gets you.
That's the Las Vegas experience, Brian.
Yeah.
Very common there. And it's very disorienting. When you're hammered at 11
a.m. You have no idea what time it is.
I have no idea what time it is.
That nap after brunch is so amazing.
With
you wake up at 5:30 in the afternoon thinking it's Monday. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, mimosa nap. Mimosa nap on a Sunday is crazy.
So that gets you. And the Toy Story franchise has generated $51 billion in economic activity, according to a new study by Disney. Nearly $25 billion of that has been in the United States, but that has without a doubt been Disney's number one animated franchise, according to them. And I have not seen
more
Toy
than
Story
the Lion
5
King.
Yet. Yep, more than the Lion King. Well,
can you get it at home? I don't know if you can.
I don't think so yet. There's
I mean, it's worth a shot.
Window.
It is worth a shot. I don't know if the consumer wants to go to the movie theater that much anymore. Those that still are. But I don't think you're going to put that genie back in the bottle, if you will.
Yeah, I know. This year's, I think, been their most successful since COVID. They've been, like, slowly building up there. But I really think it just depends on, like, what movies do you like. The Odyssey's going to be huge. The new Spider-Man that comes out will be huge. The new, Marvel Avengers movie that they've got. But it's rare that you'll get, like, Oppenheimer and Barbie. That ended up getting people to the theaters. But I think it's really just depends on what are the releases of that year. But Toy Story 5 has been crushing it.
Yeah, I could see that. I think the other thing to it, though, like growing up in the 80s and 90s, like you would go to the theater because there was nothing else you could get. There is an unlimited amount of quality shows you can get.
And you
could
be there all day, too, back in the day.
Yeah.
You pay for one movie, you just use that ticket. You're a kid.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah,
you didn't watch three movies that day.
That was theater hop.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
All right, let's get to top 10 Grizzies.
If you theater hop, do they catch you? Do they have people coming in and check?
Oh, they wear you out now.
Do they? Yeah. They find you?
Now you got to get your seat. You know, if you're going to buy.
Oh, you got to get assigned seats.
What you're going to have to do is.
There's assigned seats in
there's
assigned
seats.
Absolutely.
Now.
You got to get ahead of it, right?
Yeah.
You got to look at theaters that clearly have a bunch of empty seats.
Yeah. You got to kind of be monitoring that until the movie starts, make sure nobody's purchased a seat.
Yeah. But once you're in, you can navigate
that?
It.
It's been
a while.
Year, like maybe 10 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, really? Yeah,
movie taverns and stuff started popping up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Signed seating.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Top 10
best
types
of
hot dogs.
I thought you just showed up.
It's been a while. I can tell, man.
Yeah. I don't go. I really don't. Seriously. I would not have known that.
I believe you.
I would not have known that. I'd have been trapped down at the bottom then, I guess. Down at the very first row. What a disaster that would have been.
Well, if you're late to the party of getting your ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know going in where your seat's going to be, so you could just punt on the movie altogether if you know that your seat's going to be terrible.
Are there people that sit in your seats and you have to, like, haggle with them,
I'm
on
sure
an airline?
Happens. I'm sure that happens.
I haven't had that happen in a long time. At first, it did. Like, people were like, what the hell? Now everyone kind of knows. Like,
haggling in the dark.
We're kind of used to it. You know kind of where
it's
your seat is.
It's always an uncomfortable conversation when you're trying to convince the guy that D is actually in the aisle, not in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like actually, it's my seat.
Yeah, sir.
No,
can
it's
you
not.
Get it
oh, okay.
Reason 75 not to go to the movies.
Scoot a boot. All right, number 10 is the Polish boy, best types of hot dogs. This originated from Cleveland, Ohio. A Polish boy hot dog is grilled or deep-fried smoked kielbasa in a barbecue sauce-coated hoagie roll piled with mounds of coleslaw and French fries. The correct order for assembling this hot dog is to grill or pan fry the kielbasa, you toast the bun, then you place the glizzy inside, and then you layer the topping, squeeze a little barbecue sauce onto the kielbasa, load it with fries, and then place a pile of coleslaw on top. Yay or nay?
I mean, I'd eat it. Absolutely, I'd eat it.
You wouldn't turn it down? I feel like the coleslaw, you would be no thank
you. So you have two ways of doing it. You could do grilled or what's the other way?
Fried.
Or fried?
Yep.
Sounds amazing.
Deep fried.
I like a lot of things about this. I don't like barbecue sauce on my dogs, and I especially don't like coleslaw. So
as you're out on this one.
Yeah, just replace those two things with mustard, and I'm really excited.
Mustard is all you really need.
Number nine, the plain sausage dog from Ohio. Yeah. Dawson, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
Bun. Dog.
All right, this
and
one.
Nothing else.
They actually find a way to suck all the flavor out of it. Just perfect for you.
Nine is the Italian dog, originating in Newark, New Jersey. The Italian hot dog is a beloved classic throughout the state. Starts with one or two spicy all-beef dogs loaded with flat-top fried potatoes, peppers, and onions to complement its savory flavor. The Italian hot dog is then generously drilled in spicy brown mustard, adding a tangy kick. It's traditionally served on pizza bread, leftover pizza dough shaped into circular pockets like pita. Pizza bread has an airy but chewy bite, serving as a sturdy yet pillowy base for these hearty Frankfurters.
I mean, truly fantastic. Like, how are you beating this?
That is a beautiful description.
You got pizza crust on the, I mean, it's basically like a sausage and peppers kind of vibe, but you got potatoes on there as well.
Sounds
and then
divine.
the brown grainy mustard.
I've never done potatoes on a dog, but I'll tell you, I'm not turning it down.
Sounds incredible.
Eight is the Dodger dog. Dodger dogs are grilled or steamed pork wieners in soft steam hot dog buns.
Yeah. What? Is this like that Python place yesterday?
Yeah. This is specifically the pork wiener.
Yeah.
And soft steamed hot dog buns topped with classic condiments such as mustard, ketchup, onions, and relish. Named after the LA Dodgers, they are made remarkable by their 10-inch length.
I think in the Major League Baseball, I think the Chicago White Sox have a better Dodger dog.
Than the actual Dodgers,
yeah.
Woo.
I mean,
they call it the sock dog?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but let me tell you what. When you get a couple of old-style beers with it, it's really good.
Seven is your Mexican hot dog.
Is that with jalapenos and
mayonnaise,
stuff?
Mayonnaise, bacon.
Johnson's trying to tell me
anything
things with jalapenos.
Hurtado?
So this is a bacon-wrapped beef hot dog nestled in a soft, slightly sweet-style bun. The bun is topped with a variety of indulgent condiments, including pinto beans, grilled onions, chopped tomatoes, mustard, mayo, and jalapenos. This combination of ingredients created a mouth-watering blend of textures and flavors, gained a cult following in the U.S., particularly in the southwestern states of Arizona and Texas. Yeah. I haven't done beans on a hot dog. I'm not going to turn this
down. Oh, it's good. It's good. Yeah,
looks damn good.
Beans helps.
Six is your Chicago dog. The Windy City's only famous Frank, the Maxwell Street Polish hot dog, is another loved hot dog variation from Chicago. This is a historic Market Street down in Chicago, grilled smoked pork and beef Polish sausage. It's got a plain bun, fried onions, sport peppers, yellow mustard. Bang. 1939 to today, they don't do it any other way. Five is the Puka dog, not named after Puka Nakua.
Do you have teeth marks in it?
This is Hawaiian?
It is Hawaiian, also known as hula dogs.
Pineapple involved in this one?
So it features Hawaiian sweet bread with a hole in it, and you stuff the dog inside the hole. Chefs create the hole by inserting a heating rod into the bun. This also toasts the inside of the bun.
Right. Nice touch.
They then stuff the hole with a high-quality grilled Polish sausage, adding a rich and meaty flavor to the dish.
It's a pig in a blanket is what it is.
Basically, yeah. Traditional condiments include mango or passion fruit mustard, spicy garlic citrus sauce, and tropical fruit relish.
The Hawaiians are really underrated with what they do with food, man.
Man. That Hawaiian barbecue.
That spam.
So freaking
good. We talked about that yesterday.
You've been on a spam kick. I feel like we've talked a lot about spam lately.
I'm just telling you, the Hawaiians with that spam, they've got that thing figured out. They really do.
Four is the Coney Island dog, which is your all-meat chili sauce, yellow mustard, chopped raw onions on an all-beef frankfurter with a steamed bun.
That's Coney Island, huh?
Three is also a Chicago dog, but this is the boiled or steamed all beef Frankfurter, the poppy seed bun, bright green sweet pickle relish, a dill pickle spear, tomato slices, pickled sport peppers.
It's not like Chicago dog.
Yellow mustard, that's what it is, chopped white onions and celery salt.
Oh, I'm sorry, my apologies.
Two is the corn dog, and I kind of like that they threw a corn dog on here. Top 10 best types of hot dogs on National Hot Dog Day.
I don't know about Fletcher's. I don't know.
Beef and pork blend hot dog, cornmeal batter, deep frying oil, mustard, ketchup, hot honey on this bad boy. But number one, best type of hot dog in the United States, the New York style hot dog.
Mm.
New York City is famous for its diverse culinary scene, and one iconic street food is the New York style dog. It's a boiled all beef frank. Some vendors offer additional toppings such as relish, ketchup, or even spicy chili to cater to the different tastes. But usually, it's got onion sauce, sauteed onion and oil, tomato paste, or ketchup, creating a savory and slightly sweet contrast to the zesty brown mustard and sauerkraut they're going to throw on top of that soft bun with a generous helping of that spicy brown mustard on the boiled beef Frankfurter. Here's your number one hot dog.
It's a win, dude. Thank you, Wolchuk.
It's my pleasure.
And thanks to Messi for that run. England had a resort to football.
You know, and Messi, I guess he could play in any era, but you literally have to take him down. You have to tackle him.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't stop. Everybody else takes that run, Dawson. Yeah. They're flying through the air, and he's going through, like, four guys trying to take him down there.
He did. They have a free kick from probably 35 yards out. Looks like he's going to step to it. Scoreless in the 38th minute of the semifinals. What do we have coming up next, Chief?
Newsbag Nation, a training staff worse than Nico Harrison's, and broken wind on the Senate room floor next in the
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Asian. Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Nick Harris is coming up at 4:20. We'll talk Cowboys training camp preview, maybe some World Cup reflections with Nick coming up at 4:20. It's time now for your news back with the Chief.
A crazy day of controversy right after this.
You're rolling with the Newsbag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
First story at the news desk today. Senegal fires World Cup team physician after allegedly discovering he was trained as a gynecologist.
Okay.
Apparently the players were not happy with the health factors that and the solutions that were being provided for them throughout the World Cup. And so the team...
He gave him some Midol.
There you go. I think so, man. Some stirrups or sternups or what's the...
Stirrups?
Yeah. Stirrups.
Yeah.
Stirrups.
And they're cold.
Okay, very good. Yes. So
oh, those.
These,
yes.
These players...
My girl complains about it. Right. You don't know what happens in there.
So the players were not happy with the medical attention that they were receiving during the World Cup.
Stop
and so
playing like P-words out there.
They ended up... Goodness. Yeah, he knew exactly how to handle a bloody nose, but otherwise he was in a world of trouble here. Yeah. So they were to bring in more doctors throughout the World Cup to help to help the players get along with their ailments. And then they've done an investigation, and they are alleging... that this guy was not qualified because his
they got a free trip to the United States for a little bit. Senegal went on a little run.
That is just, I mean, even Nico Harrison couldn't put a crappier medical staff together, right? I mean, that is just.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's next level, dude. Mm. I mean, maybe if this was on the women's side, then this could have sufficed. Yeah. But yeah. for the men's national team, the gyno's not really doing much for you.
No. No, and unfortunately, I think a lot of these things play out, though, and this happens in the U.S. soccer team, and it's, you know, I think it boils down to nepotism, where, like,
yeah, sure,
you know, somebody in charge has a doctor, and he's like, dude, I can make you the World Cup team doctor if you cut me in on the deal.
Yes.
You know, it's going to pay you $50,000 to go to the U.S. for a month, you know? Maybe it's a love interest of somebody in a significant position of power, you know? These kind of things happen.
For sure, yeah.
The stretch.
Not the first time, won't be the last time.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I thought the reaction to the Balogun story was...
France fires dentist.
I was telling him my knee hurt. He just kept going into my mouth. I don't know what was happening.
Say ah.
Yesterday, we celebrated National Nude Day as a country. Los Angeles do what they do best, which is celebrate Nude Day with a naked bike ride. And then this took place. Here's ABC News LA with the story.
Charges after allegedly shooting two people with a BB gun at a naked bike riding event in downtown LA. This happened around 11 this morning near the intersection of Temple Street and North Alameda Street. Police say a male suspect dressed in all black and riding a scooter fired the BB gun at the nude cyclists. Two victims were treated for lacerations at the scene. The suspect will be charged with assault of a deadly weapon, and more charges are pending.
Where were those lacerations is the first question. The second question is a BB gun actually a deadly weapon?
If it hits you in the face, maybe?
Like, has a human ever died via a BB
like
gun?
Though. That's what I was kind of thinking.
I don't think maybe if it got a weak point in your eye and went into your brain?
That's what I was wondering.
Maybe?
Okay, like there is a
I don't know if it would penetrate the eye.
Was there a Thousand Ways to Die episode with a BB gun?
Maybe.
I mean, you got to think there's one crazy scenario where a BB gun has... unfortunately ended the life of another human being. I don't think this scooter BB gun shooter knew probably just how violent the BB gun could be and how disastrous it could be.
I mean, we would have BB gun wars just with ski goggles on. That's all you needed.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
There was like less protection than paintball.
No, you got t-shirts on and you're out. Like, we used to do the exact same thing.
I mean, a 2-pump maximum if you had the Crossman.
Just like NFL rules.
Did you stop the game if you felt like it was more than 2-pump?
That's unwatchable rifle.
That was force.
There were some people you had to look out for.
Oh, heck yeah.
15-yard penalty.
Your own teammates.
Broke skin.
Having bottle rocket wars.
But
own teammates turning on you.
It's kind of a surprise these naked bike rides are still going down.
I know.
Like 25 years ago, keep Austin weird. Maybe you'd be like, oh, wow, there's a naked bike ride. But with just how the world has changed since then.
We got pictures.
It's probably time to move on from them.
Is there any talent out there? Is it just kind of a...
I don't really know what the quality of
California probably
bikers.
Some talent, huh?
Yeah, I would think there'd
You're
be
trying
some
to avoid
some
the questions.
Fit ones.
Afraid the missus is listening?
No, I mean, no, not at all. I didn't actually see the live stream of the naked bike ride.
It's on the Rangers live
stream. It's usually
right
nothing
now.
You want to look
it's
at.
It's on Buzz.
It's on the buzzer.
Yeah, it's there on the buzzer. It's not like they're taking the yoga club or adult entertainers for these bike rides.
Yeah, I just see a gang of dudes.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a lot of hairy dudes.
It's like a nudist beach.
The guy who did the shooting, he was tattooed on the face.
National hot dog day.
He's serious, man.
Nude day and hot dog day. Mm-hmm. A lot of wieners.
Okay.
You gotta disinfect those bikes, though, bruh.
Seriously, man. That's gotta be uncomfortable.
Naked cheeks on that bike?
It's gonna be really smelly.
Really uncomfortable, man.
A lot of schmear.
Actually, the funniest bit on the internet right now, I think, is the guys that set up bikes in these random places in a city, and they're filming, waiting for someone to come steal the bike. And inevitably, someone comes to steal the bike, and when they sit down on it, like the seat goes through a like a pole, and a pole comes up and stuns you.
Oh, no!
And then they go flying out. It is as funny of an internet bit as I've seen. It is totally hilarious. These guys, they walk up, they're looking around, they're like looking over their shoulder, and it's not the Batman vigilante guy, but this is another way of deterring people from stealing bicycles.
Yeah.
And it is freaking hilarious, dude. Highly recommend it.
We need that kind of justice. You know, we need somebody fighting for the guy who got his stuff stolen.
For the common man. Yeah.
There's a lot of homeless guys on sweet bikes in California. You know, we'll see another batch of them coming up here in a couple of weeks in Oxnard, California. And I always think about the person whose bike that was, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's somebody crying over that beach cruiser right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was going to take that to Santa Monica, fam.
These guys in this bit end up with tears running down their face because it hurts that bad. All right, let's take you to the Senate room floor. What do you think happened to Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer here?
And we need a complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration...
Oh, he farted. Is he laughing about that?
He was laughing.
Is he chuckling?
It's hard not to, right? Well, I just tooted.
My bad.
Oopsie daisy.
Didn't realize they had a mic back there. I mean, my gosh, dude.
That's mic'd up.
A waffler right there. Must have been sitting on vinyl.
It was a flapper.
He is 75. I think that's a little too young to be just letting him rip.
Really?
You know, or...
He probably has no control anymore.
Lose sphincter control.
Yeah, he might not even have known it happened because he does it. He rips it out of pause. Like you can't. You got to be talking over that. You got to take your own octave up like two or three levels there.
You got to do the cough or something real quick. Try to cover it.
Yes,
that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA. When all the Trump administration...
That should have been just a mic drop moment for him. This is how I feel about Iran and the NDA. Next. That's my take on the entire situation. Really, really bad
That
look.
Was a big
That
one.
Would have been apropos.
That might have been worse than Rudy Giuliani's that one time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that was a real aggressive cheek flapper right there from
Schumer.
That was good.
That was nasty.
Definitely getting his fiber.
He took the mic into the microphone. I mean, the microphone into the bathroom, though. He was still mic'd up. He was peeing.
Giuliani did. Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, excuse us. Excuse us.
He found out he was a urinal farter that day.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So there it is. There's your news bag, boys.
Unlike any other. Thank you, Chief. We got one down, four to go. A full 5-hour broadcast with you today. We'll check what's coming up next.
Oh, man. Which wide receiver list did it better? And high praise for one of my former draft pet cats. That's next in the nation.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.